a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ricky, I apologize for interrupting you, but right now let's jump out to President Biden, who's speaking from the White House, pushing to get more Americans vaccinated. Here's President Biden.
Johnson & Johnson, as they become available with the rest of the world as well. These are vaccinations and vaccines that are authorized to be put in arms of Americans. And by the end of June, when we will have taken delivery of enough of such vaccines to protect everyone in the United States, the United States will share at least 20 million of those doses, that extra supply, with other countries. This means over the next 6 weeks, the United States of America will send 80 million doses overseas. That represents 13% of the vaccines produced by the United States by the end of June. This will be more vaccines than any country has actually shared to date, 5 times more than any other country. More than Russia, China, which have donated 15 million doses. You know, there's a lot of talk about Russia and China influencing the world with vaccines. We want to lead the world with our values, with this demonstration of our innovation and ingenuity and the fundamental decency of the American people. Just as in World War II, America was the arsenal of democracy in the battle against COVID-19 pandemic, our nation is going to be the arsenal of vaccines for the rest of the world. We'll share these vaccines in the service of ending the pandemic everywhere. And we will not use our vaccines to secure favors from other countries. We'll work with COVAX, the international organization set up, and other partners to ensure that the vaccines are delivered in a way that is equitable and that follows the science and the public health data. Today's announcement to share 80 million doses is our next step as we ramp up the efforts to respond to COVID-19 around the world. In the weeks ahead, working the world with the world's democracies, we'll coordinate a multilateral effort to end this pandemic. I expect to announce progress in this area at the G7 summit in the United Kingdom in June, which I plan on attending. This is a unique moment in history. And it requires American leadership. But I want to be clear. Beating this pandemic globally is beyond the capacity of any one nation, even the United States. But we'll continue. The United States will continue to donate our excess supply as that supply is delivered to us. But that won't be nearly enough. What we need to do is lead an entirely new effort, an effort that involves working with the pharmaceutical companies and others and partner nations to vastly increase supply, to create, most of it here in the United States, the kind of capacity that can beat this pandemic worldwide in a way that creates jobs here at home and saves lives abroad. This will take longer than our immediate work to donate from the existing supplies. And we're going to be asking other nations to help shoulder the economic cost of this effort. But the consequences will be more lasting and more dramatic. Doing this will help us beat the pandemic and leave us with a manufacturing capacity here to prepare for the next crisis, the next vaccine needed. I'm putting Jeff Zients, who is leading our COVID team and the COVID efforts to beat the virus here in the United States, in charge of this effort. Jeff will be working with our National Security Council and a talented, dedicated team that has been stood up all across our government. It'll include Gail Smith at the State Department, leading in diplomacy, and experts from our Agency of International Development and the Department of Health and Human Services as well. We're going to bring the same whole-of-government response to the global effort that made us so successful here at home. Again, we have enough. We, the United States, has secured enough supply for all eligible Americans, 12 years old and older. And we still have work to do, though, hard work. But because we have done so much here, because of the power of American companies, research, and manufacturing, we can continue to do more to help the rest of the world. This is a rapidly changing world, and it's a mistake to bet against democracies. Just as democracies led the world in the darkness of World War II, democracies will lead the world out of this pandemic, and America will lead those democracies as they work to bring greater health and hope to the world in the months to come. And folks, think back. 4 months ago was an audacious goal that we had to put 1 million shots in the arms in my first 100 days as president. 100 million, I should say. We did over 220 million shots in that time frame. Back then, most adults weren't eligible to get the shot. Now, everyone 12 years or older is eligible. And tomorrow, 60% of all American adults will have received at least one shot. Look what we've done. Look what we've done, America. Look at what you've done, America. There's not a single thing beyond our capacity to do in this country when we decide to do it, and we do it together. We can do whatever set our minds to do if we do it together. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Solve the problem here in the United States, which we're well on our way of doing, and help solve the problem for the world by organizing the rest of the democracies of the world. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and may God protect our troops. Thank you very much.
That was President Biden speaking from the White House with a very big announcement, saying that over the next 6 weeks, the United States is going to send 80 million doses across the world, vaccine doses to countries in need. And the reason he says we can send those 80 million doses is because we have more than enough supply right now to give a vaccine to every American. And this is the surplus. He'll be tapping into the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca, I would imagine. But many of these doses, 80 million doses, will be sent out over the next month and a half.
Yeah, I was struck by that, what he said. We have enough supply here. We still have work to do, but we have enough supply. And so we are able to ship some overseas to some of these countries. I was so surprised, Dave. We have some neighbors across the street who are from Canada. They spend about 6 months here and 6 months in Canada. They're Canadian citizens. And they told us that they had, this is just a few months ago, they said, there's no plan in Canada. We have nothing. We have no vaccine. We're going to be living here so we can get the vaccine. And I thought, I just assumed everybody was working their hardest to get this done. My sister in England said, I don't know when I get my shot yet. And so for President Biden to say, we can send these overseas, it makes you think, we are doing better than we think we are in this country.
Yeah. It was a fascinating conversation. We brought this concept up a few weeks ago with Boyd Matheson about at what point do we turn outward and start looking at how we can help other countries. And Boyd said this, and I thought it was very poignant. He said, you have to get your own house in order. And he likened it unto an airplane when they give you instructions in case you need to if there's a change in cabin pressure and the oxygen drops down, what do they say? Affix your mask before you help somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it looks to be exactly what has happened, that we have taken care of the needs here in the United States, and now it's time to turn outward and to send 80 million doses. I mean, 80 million doses. We've given out 274 million doses since December,
right,
in the entire United States. So 80 million doses is just an astronomical amount.
Right. Yeah, such a good point about how we're doing better than we think we are. And he mentioned the first 100 days. I just have to point out, and our listeners will as well, that a lot of that was already set up and in place from the previous administration to immediately just move into this. And we started with the most vulnerable, and we got them vaccinated and started saving lives right away. So there are some questions about, you know, as we move into the younger and younger populations, do we need to save doses to vaccinate kids, when in reality, there are people much more at risk in more vulnerable populations, older ages in these other countries. So do we hold on? You know, this was the question before today from President Biden. Do we hold on to those doses and vaccinate even kids who aren't as much of a risk versus sending them across to India where you have hundreds of thousands of deaths?
Yes. It's a fascinating conversation. And this, as you're looking at the numbers, really tells the tale. President Biden said 60% of adults in America have at least one shot. 12 and over, he said, well, sorry, that's a correction. 60% of adults.
Right.
I would assume 16 and over is what they're considering. 60% of those adults have at least one shot. We know through surveys and polls that there's roughly 20 to 25% of Americans that are not going to get the shot, mm-hmm. that are either vaccine hesitant or just straight up anti-vaccine. So you're really only dealing with maybe 15 to 20% of the population at this point that are eligible to receive the vaccine. And now it starts making sense why we start looking outward and why we would start giving it to countries like India, who's being devastated right now by the coronavirus, why we would look outward.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because it feels like that has been the role of the United States. He mentioned World War II, where we've had this kind of responsibility as a free country with these kinds of resources to kind of, you know, look outward and help where we can. He did mention also in that those remarks from the president, looking to other countries to help pay for this. This isn't free, and this is very, very expensive. So looking for these other ways to help pay for that. COVAX, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has donated millions to COVAX to help not just with this vaccination effort, but with all vaccines in many of these countries where they really need them.
54% of Utah adults have been vaccinated, have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And we will continue to cover this story. But the announcement from President Biden just moments ago announced that 80 million doses are going to be sent from America, sent from the United States to the rest of the world over the next 6 weeks. We'll continue to follow this conversation and this story as it develops.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.